join me in welcoming Kadeen and Kuzawa.
Hi, I'm Nicole Ebanks. I'm the host of Soul and Substance, the podcast. I'm also a journalist and a blogger, and I'm going to carry you through conversation where we're going to talk about those in-depth topics, those topics we're all afraid to talk about. I can guarantee you transparency, honesty, and pure realness because the perspectives come from my own, celebrities, locals, and you especially. Soul and Substance starts right now. That's it. I made it. Stop the press. My life is made. I don't need to add anything else to my bucket list now. I don't. Because I met Kadeen and Deval Ellis. That's right. I met two of my favorite people in like this social media world, celebrity world. Y'all, do y'all know what this means? I met Kadeen Ellis and Deval Ellis. Okay, fine. I will explain to the very few of you who don't know who I'm talking about. Deval Ellis, he's a former NFL player. He is one of the stars of the hit BET series Sisters. Mm-hmm. Now it's ringing a bell to some of y'all already. But he plays Zach on the show. Zach is with Fatima. He also has a spinoff show with Crystal Renee. Who's his co-star who plays Zatima. They have a spinoff on BET Plus called Zatima. His wife, Kadeen, they host a podcast together. She's from Jamaica. I guess, you know, part of her is from St. Vincent since her dad is from there, but she's from Jamaica. She has a background in journalism and she hosts a podcast with her husband. A weekly podcast that I listen to religiously called Dead Ass. They're currently on a Dead Ass live show tour now. And I got the privilege to meet them because they just released or published their book called We Over Me, a New York Times best-selling book, y'all. So I had to go to their book tour that they announced that they were having. It was in D.C., I immediately got my ticket. There's something about this couple that has gravitated me to them from the beginning. My sister was the one who introduced them. Like, they begun on Facebook. So they have a YouTube channel called The Ellises, where literally you saw, even in that small amount of time, you saw inside their life as a husband and wife, parents to four whole boys, Jackson, Cairo, Kaz, and Dakota. And Deval is just hilarious. And so it was just various depictions. Like, we have seen two pregnancies, one of them being home birth, you know, just them navigating this life as they pursue their dreams. How the YouTube channel had came about, which I'll explain about later, kind of explains the couple that you know today. But as I watched them on YouTube, these past few years have made me really love them even more because over time they just keep getting better. And it's not like because they're celebrities, you know, that whole fame thing. No. It's just that in the midst of them chasing their dreams, in the midst of them having a weekly podcast, being on TV, they remain cool, dope people. Very transparent. Like, on their podcast, they detail their, you know, marriage life, and they talk about sex, you know, love and various things, finances. And they're all about family. And I just love what they stand for, because in a world where there's full of facades, where there's full of fakery or you don't know who's truly for you, they exemplify joy, love, happiness, fun. And the biggest thing is transparency. And they have no problem sharing that. So with that, because I'm such big fans of theirs, I had to go ahead and buy a book. I bought the book because, yes, I'm fans of theirs, but I really wanted to see what else they had to say. Like I said, they have no problem telling you guys the juicy details of their marriage, what they've been through, what they have overcome, their sexual innuendos together as a couple. Like, they don't hold anything back. So I was very curious what else they had to share to the world that they haven't already. And they emphasized that, like, there are things that they were going to convey in this book that initially it wasn't premeditated. They never even sought to even write a book. It was presented to them as an idea. So of course, naturally, I was just curious what else did they have to say, despite I wanted to support a Black couple that I love so very much. One of the things in this book, they speak about unplanned pregnancy or abortion that they went through when they were in college together. That's where they have an extensive How We Met story. They knew each other since childhood, basically, but their love story truly began when they were in college together. And they went through an abortion. And what's pretty interesting about their book, they talk about, they split it up based off of perspective. So you have this situation, they're detailing it, but you get DeVal's side in the moment about how his feelings were, how his mindset was, and his point of view. And the same with Kadeen. And they do this back and forth, and it really puts in perspective exactly the full picture of the situation. And from Kadeen's perspective, without giving away any juicy details, because y'all gonna get it, y'all are gonna go ahead and purchase the book, I felt for her. Like, I haven't gone through an abortion. If I always say that if I was in a position, it's up to my choice, of course, but I am pro-life. Like, I am, you know, any woman who decides to end a pregnancy, I totally understand, because take away the financial part of it, as we have to carry a child for 9 to 10 months. And especially, you're in college, like, you are just figuring out just who you are outside of your parents' viewpoint of you. You know, you're on your own, you're navigating exams, you're navigating school, you're balancing a college life and a personal life, a social life. Bringing a child into this world, I'm sure, was not the case. But one of the things that they both emphasize is that, especially Kadeen, that she felt like she was letting her family down. And of course, they didn't know what was happening. She never told them at that time. But she just felt like she was a good student. You know, she always did the right thing. And here it is, she got caught up in the moment. And she just felt so guilty that she was letting her family down, that if they had known, they would have been so deeply disappointed in her. And I have spoken to you guys about my own ways of trying to appease my family and making sure I don't disappoint them. I'm always making my family, especially my parents, very proud of me, and not to look at me down, you know, not to see me in any different light, that I always have this, you know, they always look at me in a good light, right? And so when Kadeen was depicting her part in the situation, I really connected to her in that way. And again, we didn't go through the same situation, but, you know, I've been in situations where I know my family wouldn't be proud of it, but it made me humanize her even more. Like, this is why I love Kadeen. And there's something as a whole, like, I both love DeVal and Kadeen, but there's something about my Kadeenie that I love so much, right? She's from Jamaica. She comes from a journalism background, so already me and sis be here. And of course, you know, with a Jamaican background and hearing her speak her patois, like, I'm like, ah, that's my girl. But the fact that she went to school for journalism, I've seen her actual YouTube, like journalism reels. She went to, you know, she got her grad school degree in journalism or communications. And she just embodies a lot of confidence, sexiness. Like, she could be, I didn't know she was a jokester, but again, I'll get to the full story later. And she just she's beautiful inside and out. Like, I love that she can let her hair down. Like, she's a mom, yes, whatever, but she's not afraid to show her sexy side. She's not afraid to let you know who she is, that she'll pop off when the time comes for it. She has no problem being sexy for her man and doting on him, but also being true to herself, and a great, you know, daughter and sister and all these wonderful things. So I love her. And there's also things about her that unexplainably, I just don't know why I gravitate to Kadeen so much, but I haven't finished the book yet. Don't charge it. Don't come for me. But I wanted to take this experience leading up to the actual book signing. I wanted to read the book because in my mind, I just know this wasn't going to be the last time I was going to meet the Ellises. In fact, I actually wrote on my list of dreams that I was going to meet them, actually, you know, meet Kadeen specifically, but meet them. But I was going to interview Kadeen one day and we would work on several projects together, collaborate. I have wrote this down. So in my mind, I wanted to prepare myself because I knew they were going to have a Q&A portion. So I wanted to read just in case I had any questions from the book that would put me on the spot to go ahead and ask live in person and, you know, just enhance my journalism skills and, you know, just help me forge that rapport with them from the beginning. You know what I mean? Like, I want to stand out. I want to make a good impression because, again, this wasn't going to be the last time I was going to ever see them or correspond with them. So the day actually came, the day finally came for the book signing. It was at night. I was extremely nervous as the time went on. I don't know what it is. And I haven't yet to, like, I've met celebrities, but no, I have yet to meet a celebrity where I was truly big fans. And when I say celebrity, it's for you guys to understand what level I had them on. But I know for a fact that they don't like being referred to as celebrity status. So when they hear this episode, I don't want them to think that I, you know, like, I'm disrespecting them by saying they're celebrities per se, because out of disrespect for, like, that's not what they are. That's not what they want to be conveyed as, but just for you guys to understand. So I've never been so excited to meet a set of famous people. And so I couldn't understand why I was just so nervous, anxious, because I was like, okay, this is the beginning of something, you know, this wasn't going to be the last time. So I was truly like, okay, in my mind, I went through the motions like, okay, what am I going to say to them? And this was a book signing that, like I said, they were going to have the Q&A, but books would already had been signed in advance. And with the purchase of a ticket, you automatically would get a book. So, you know, I already had my own book. So this was an extra bonus. But I knew that I was going to meet them. I just knew. I didn't know how it was going to happen, but I knew that I was going to at least touch their hand. Like, we were going to shake hands at least. We were going to have a conversation. So in my mind, I was like, how am I going to say it? Would I tell them a funny joke, even though I don't find myself comedic? Was I going to completely, like, just say something crazy, say something stupid, or would I just completely freeze in the moment? But when I got there, like, it was just like, oh my gosh, I'm here. I'm about to meet these people. I love this couple so much that I know their team. So I know that the manager who they work with, her name is Denora Pena. Josh, he's their photographer and also videographer. And I believe also Matt Ellis is part of their production team as well. Janelle Smith is Kadeen's hairstylist. They have... their stylist, her name is I think it's Sherry. I don't know. I could be wrong. I know her IG name. But Nelly does Kadeen's makeup and Tiff cuts DeVal's hair. Like, I am just so familiar with the team. So when I'm sitting down in the auditorium waiting for things to start, I saw, you know, Denora. She passed by and I was like, oh my gosh, there goes Denora, like in my mind. But I was just taken in the whole experience, but I was just so excited. A friend, she was also going to attend, and, you know, she had came, and she could just tell how excited I was. Like, I had the biggest smile on my face. I was just so jittery. The moderator was Jeanette Reyes. All of you IG fans, she's the one who has the anchor voice, her and her husband. They're news people, so they put on the anchor voice for their reels and videos off on Instagram. She was the moderator. She's actually an anchor reporter for Fox 5 News in DC. So that was a special treat. And then the time came for my people to come up on stage, baby. When I tell you, I've never been so excited to press record on my phone. But also, I would move to the side just to see in real time when Kadeen and DeVal walked out on stage. And I was like, oh my gosh, even though I had a great seat and I was rows behind, like, it just felt like, oh my gosh, they're right there in front of me. Like, this is so unreal. And the night was truly amazing. Of course, Jeanette talked about their marriage, and they touched on, you know, a few things in the book. And one moment, they talked about the abortion, and Kadeen ended up crying. And the way that DeVal moved his chair closer to his wife and wiped the tears off of her face, consoled her, it was just so beautiful to watch. One of the things that they emphasize, even about this book, is like, the reason why this isn't a relationship help book is because they don't consider themselves experts. They don't consider themselves to know everything. So it's like, they emphasize, do what works for your relationship. You know, what worked for us, help us to get through this. Just take tools or whatever we did for our relationship, and maybe it might apply for you. And so I love that, because again, it brings how much of a down-to-earth couple they are, that they're not out here just looking for accolades. They're not looking for praise. They're not looking for quote-unquote hashtag relationship goals. Like, they truly hate that. So it was just beautiful to see them in person, that, again, what you see on TV in person is just more beautiful. They truly love each other and they like each other. You know what I mean? And even in the Q&A portion, there's a lot of people, a lot of Black couples that, again, who are thriving, and the world doesn't see that. And DeVal wanted to convey that. That's part of the reason why their YouTube channel he started, because he wanted to show Black love in a healthy way. He wanted to show that to the world. He wanted to set out to do a actual, I think it's a TV sitcom with his family, or reality show in his family. And so when he sold it to producers, they were totally against it. Like, this doesn't make money. No, we need some drama. And he was like, they were really big on just showing Black people in a bad light, that it was only drama filled. And so he just decided to start his own channel reflecting what Black love in a healthy way can do for the world, as well as show that this is not the only example, but there are plenty more examples. And being in the actual room, seeing Black love on display, not only between DeVal and Kadeen, but in the audience as well, that was even more beautiful and made it such a wonderful night. So then the Q&A portion was done, the event was done, and the real part began. Mahogany Books, they partnered with Kadeen and DeVal, I'm sure, to host the book signing at this theater in DC. And so the lady talked about, like, how everyone would have a chance to take a picture with the couple. And they were telling us exactly how it would go. So essentially, they'll go row by row. You'll line up. We'll take the picture for you. Just hand us your phone. You'll stand with the couple right behind this backdrop, have a moment or two, and then you move on, you know, and let's make it short to like 2 minutes or less, that type of thing. So again, I already knew I was going to meet them. So I was like, yep, guy working on my side. So the worst part of it was the waiting. Like I told you, I was several rows behind. So again, you saw literally everybody before you go up on stage and greet the couple and take the pictures. And so I saw various interactions. I saw people dancing. I saw people joking. And over time, like Kadeen even, well, before they started, Kadeen had changed from her heels to her sneakers. And that was cool, her Air Forces. And I just, again, down to earth people. But I just, in my mind, as the music is playing, they're playing soca, they're playing reggae, like all types of music, and it was a really good vibe. I was just like, what am I gonna do? Like, I would see people up there, what they were doing. I'm like, okay, am I gonna have the courage to do that? Like, in my mind, I had all the confidence in the world. I had all this mouth, right? Like, I just, again, I was gonna be smooth, I'd be great, you know what I mean? I didn't care if I was gonna fangirl up there. I just wanted to be able to speak and give them the same energy that they give us. And I remember my friend was like, she was giggling. She was like, you know, I'm so curious what you're gonna do when you see them. Because again, she knew how much I love them. So the row before ours, they go, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, this is really gonna happen. Like, and I had something for them, and I'm not gonna say what it was. And again, I had in my mind, like, okay, I'm gonna either put my purse to the side or have my friend hold it. So the car, or I don't know. Like, I just, I was like, do I have the book in my hand? Do I put it to the side? I was like, my car keys, they gotta be in my purse. Like, I'm just all these things in my head. So they call our row up, baby. The walk up to the stage, my legs feel like noodles. Like, again, I'm playing it in my mind. And where each moment, it just felt like what took forever. And it did take a long time to even get your role to be called. When you're in the line felt like you're up there for 2 minutes in that line. Like, it just went by so fast. So fast. And I'm just like, I want to get this over with, but still I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I going to say? How am I going to say it? What am I going to do when I see them? And then I'm the next person, and the lady is telling me, like, okay, you're going to stand here. When they move on, go ahead and we'll tell you what to do. The attendee before me, they leave. Y'all. Oh my gosh. I remember walking up and the Val turns to me. He was like, hey. And I was like, hey, what's up? You know, open up his arms. Wide, we hug. And then we, you know, he's like, yeah, I remember him saying, like, thanks for coming. I'm like, thank you. Like, what do I say thank you for? And then we, you know, we walk away from our embrace, and then there goes Kadeen. And I think I must have said, like, my Kadeenie or something, or my Kadeen. Oh my gosh. And we hug, and I just, everything was a blur. I don't remember what they said. I remember, like, I handed them something and they were like, oh, thank you so much. And I'm in the middle. We're going to take the picture. And I froze. Like, I didn't know what to say. I don't even remember if I said, you know, I love you guys so much or whatever. I just remember I held up whatever I had to give them. They're like, oh, thank you so much. And they were like, oh, we got to give that to Denora. And y'all, we take the picture, of course. You know, we're hugging each other, and the lady who's taking the picture is like, oh, just beautiful. And I walk off, and Kadina's like, thank you so much for coming. And still, it was just like, oh my gosh. I'm mad that I froze. I'm mad I didn't say anything else, but I'm not too mad where it's like the experience was lost, that the experience wasn't valuable. You know what I'm saying? Of course, I knew like this is only the beginning. You know what I mean? So I walked off. Of course, that adrenaline rush that's fading away. And I remember walking by all these people who I know, Denora, Josh, Janelle, Nelly, Matt, like all these people. And I'm walking down like, oh my gosh. And I was like, wow. Like I actually met them and I felt liberated. And I was just like, again, going through the pictures, actually seeing, you know, the evidence basically. And of course, in Nicole's true fashion, I was like, oh, I should have done this better. But I'm really happy. I'm really happy that I met them. I'm more than happy. of course, like that night, I took the time to reflect, like whatever I had to give them today, how did they feel, whatever I had to give them. That still even lingers to my mind weeks later. But as I reflect back on that moment, I realized that they're just human. Like, yes, they're famous, they're doing extraordinary things, and of course there's more to come, but they're really you and I, and they're out here striving for what they want to do. Like, Kadeen wants to do more, you know, acting. She wants to become a talk show host like myself. And again, it's beautiful to see someone else with a similar background going down that route as well and achieving that. And so I have the hope that it's going to happen for me too, beyond what I believed. It's just, I don't know, like, I don't put them on this huge pedestal anymore. Of course, my passion and love for them has not changed, and I don't think it will. Like, I stalk their Instagram and all in their videos religiously. I look forward to their podcast episodes weekly. But I can see us being friends one day. I can see us being partners, you know, collaborators on future projects. And I'm just excited to see where it goes. So I'm big now, y'all. I'm really big in this thing. And, you know, again, I'm proud of myself for, again, another opportunity to get out of my comfort zone. Another excuse to see myself in spaces that, you know, are going to just be familiar for me and people are going to know my name, you know, and I'll be in these positions in different ways, I'm sure. Like, everyone's path and journey is different, but I envisioned my dreams a lot more palpable, a lot more real in the moment after this experience. And I'm just so glad that, you know, God will give you nuggets along the way to remind you, like, what he has in store for you, what he's going to bless you with. And I'm excited to see what's going to happen. I'm excited to see what's next, and y'all should be too. This is the first time where I don't have a question for y'all. I really don't. I was glad to share my experience, but if I have to ask a question, what did y'all think about this episode? And how are y'all feeling about the podcast? You know, it was lovely to see, you know, fans across the DMV area come and support DeVal and Kadeen. And, you know, even on social media, I see that, you know, they have sold out shows beyond their book tour. And so clearly the people are loving them. But how are you guys feeling about the podcast? How do you feel where things are going? What do you love about Soul and Substance? What do you love about me knowing that I'm going to be sharing another episode, you know, conveying something new, sharing my experience, my thoughts on certain things on every Monday? You know, what is it that keeps you coming back? Let me know. Write it down in this episode. You know, we actually have a section within the podcast where you can actually physically write down what you think about it. So let me know. Please, I want to hear it. I love you and I mean it. Peace.
Soul and Substance was produced by Nicole Ebanks. The Soul and Substance theme song was produced by Lawrence Ebanks. If you would like to ask for advice or leave comments, send an email to soulandsubstance25@gmail.com. For blog posts, visit soulandsub.wordpress.com and follow us on Instagram at soul.n.substance. That's soul.n.substance.